I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside Project. Finish the day happy, happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I've got Alex Carey here. Another episode, putting it in the can. Alex, good to see you. Good to chat with you.
What does putting it in the can mean?
I mean, it means it's an old-timey radio term for recording something.
Prior,
you put it in the can.
Yeah.
Like if you imagine a reel of tape in a metal can.
Because this studio is very close to the toilet, so I didn't want you to make some sort of offensive... let's go and throw it in the can, dude.
Alex, yeah, I'm in my basement. I'm probably even closer to a can than you are. In fact, I can see the door from right here.
Nice.
Of course, I know. So are you in that main upstairs studio? That big studio upstairs?
Yeah, it's lonely up here, man.
So I know how close you are to that.
Yeah, I'm 4.5 steps bathroom. Out of the door to the bathroom.
And you're very, very close.
And it's nice. You know, they made them unisex.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a coup because there were some people who were like, hey, man,
I'll be honest.
Well, it was you and most of the women who were very upset that they were mingling up. You know, the men will now be absolutely mm-hmm. defiling these bathrooms up on the second floor. And to be truth be told, I was going into the women's bathroom every time anyway. And here's it, because it's a single bathroom. They're the exact same bathroom. They're right next to each other.
One, but the women's is nicer.
But here's the other thing. The worst thing was coming out of that bathroom and one of the females from like one of the other stations saw you and they'd stare at you and you'd be
someone was in the other one.
Just freshen it up for you there.
I objected to it because
gender-neutral bathrooms. Ethan Millard's against gender-neutral bathrooms, everybody.
So I'll share with you why I thought this. Number one is I thought it was unfair to the women because I knew it would trash their bathroom that they really cared for. Like, they took care of their bathroom, the men didn't, and I thought, why make this their problem?
Well, this has been a total of 11 people using this bathroom since COVID.
I know. It's not a large staff up there, but still, it's the engineers.
And they've been around a lot. Yep.
Lots
of chili cheese Fritos, that kind of thing. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Here's the second thing. So, Triad Center is a big nostalgia place for me. My dad used to work in that building.
I went to.
I
love how you always bring up your dad used to work here. You used to work here.
I used to work there, but like my time of being a part of the Triad Center goes back to the early 90s.
Yes,
and so I've just. You know, they've freshened it and spruced it up, and some of the old fixtures and some of the old details have gone the way and been covered up and things like that. And there at the bathrooms were the last two old maroon and gold Triad interior signs.
Yes.
There weren't. In fact, I think there might be one more stairs sign.
I have one. You
left
want it
in the building?
They actually
took
it down. You want me to give it to you?
I would love it.
I have
a memento.
It's loose. It's sitting there, and it has that little Triad. It's not maroon. It's black and
yours
white.
Is black.
Well, the stairs one is black and is black and white, but it has that like Triad like waterfall little symbol, you know, on it.
Yeah. So they used to have. They were like a maroon and
gold. I remember
you know the one.
This one. These are for some reason when they took this stair sign down when they redid some things. I noticed the same thing. I thought, oh, this is black. That's interesting.
And so I objected because it was the last two of the old signs.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was a mistake.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine, okay?
It's not fine, Alex. Those signs aren't there anymore. And Triad Center will never be the
same. The exact same decorations are up in those bathrooms, too. like that, like that girly, like
those weird pictures, like the weird travel pictures.
Yes, it's like a picture of somebody on a plane, and then it's like avion pour Paris, you know, and like who cares about this? There's like a shoe on the wall. Everything's in Italian. All right, Millard, I got something I got to bring up to you.
All right, let's hear it.
There was an article put up this week on KSL.com. I wanted to bring it up to you.
Okay.
When can we go on a cruise again? And I thought, oh, boy, this is one that Ethan Millard needs to hear.
Mm-mm.
And I've been saying from the beginning, I do not want to go on a cruise, probably for another decade.
Okay.
But Ethan's a big cruise guy.
Hey, I'm ready to go. I will do.
That's right.
And I'm not joking here. At this point in the situation, like in the overall pandemic situation,
yes,
I will do anything, go anywhere. And if they require a mask, I'll wear the mask. Like I would go,
sure. Yeah,
I would go on a cruise right now. I would do it tomorrow.
So here's what they say. In the U.S., the CDC, they had a no sail order that was actually lifted in November of last year. Okay.
Okay.
And so they have regulations that go along with it. And so they have, what they've been doing is they announced cruises could return to the U.S. waters, including running simulated voyages designed to replicate real world and onboard conditions of cruising. Okay, so you could have done a simulated voyage.
Well, a pretend cruise?
Yes, pretend cruise.
Is it? I don't understand. Is this a vacation experience, or are you part of a test?
They said, and detailed regulations were subsequently announced for how cruising could return to the U.S. waters, including running simulated voyages designed to replicate real-world onboard conditions of cruising. So what they were doing—
It must be like a test.
Like a
you
training
can go
thing?
And like test their protocols.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, you go on there, and it's not just the— because you've been on a cruise, haven't you, Ethan?
No, never. Oh, okay. This is my whole
thing. So what you do is you go on a cruise. When you go on a cruise, they basically show you the Titanic, and then they say, let's not have this happen to us. And then, no, they make you do this whole, like, life. They do this life jacket and lifeboat drill, like, right at the beginning.
I'm familiar. I'm aware of this. So I've done extensive research into cruises.
So I'm familiar with
the first part of your cruise is spent on safety.
Right.
But
I guess the simulated voyages to try to replicate real-world onboard conditions. Mm-hmm. You do that same thing, and then you just try not to cough in someone's mouth. Like while you're on your way to the buffet,
or stick your finger in some other orifice.
I'm just wondering what is going on with the buffets. And that's all I want to know about. I don't care. Look, the cruises will start back up, but if they do like some thing where they go, and you're only allowed to have one sandwich during the day. Like the whole thing is being able to eat whatever you want all day.
Yeah, if they're going to limit that, then there's no point.
No point.
But my only thought is this must be some kind of test. Like, you can go participate in their testing of the protocol. Because if someone came to me and said, "Hey, here's a fun vacation. You can come and live on this cruise ship for a week. It doesn't leave port, but you get to do all the cruise ship things." I would decline.
Okay.
I would say,
let me give you more.
Thanks, no thanks.
Let me give you a couple more things that are going on right now in terms of what they're announcing is going to go on. So they said they're going to the CDC's official guidance is still that, quote, all people should avoid travel on cruise ships at least until November 1st of 2021.
Yeah.
Now, part of it is because, like, we'll be going to concerts and jazz games, things like that, probably way more before any of this. But they're like way staying away. They're saying cruises are basically one of the places where these spikes will, like, everybody got on these ships, and if somebody had it, everybody got it. So they're just saying straight up that they're not going to lift any of these things. They said
until
that
November.
until about the fall. Some places say September 1st. You could start booking some of these, but you're not going to be getting back into this stuff.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going this summer anyway because I got other things I got to do. I got a family reunion this year that we're doing.
Oh. Canada won't let you go on a cruise ship till 2022.
Yeah, I'm not going on a cruise ship till at least next year.
So you have a family reunion this year.
We got a family reunion this year. We got some. We actually have a couple of planned camping trips.
Okay.
So that's cool. And then I'm going to a concert.
Oh. What concert is it? Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1,
Michael
Cyrus.
Jackson.
How dare you? He's since passed.
May he rest. No, it's New Order. New Order and Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, good for you.
At the Hollywood Bowl. So I'm going to be there.
I didn't know the Hollywood Bowl's having people back.
Yeah, well, they're planning on it. I don't know if they're currently doing it, but I've got tickets for later this year.
I've stayed at that hotel right there next to the bowl.
Is it cool? Is it nice?
No. And that whole area is a little bit Creepsville.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it just because you're used to Fruit Heights? Or is it really?
No. That part of no. There's a lot of stuff that, like, in LA that are just like that are those parts of Hollywood are just the worst parts of LA you could, like, be in. So
I've got Google Maps pulled up, and I'd like to find a hotel that's right there because I don't want to have to drive and park.
Actually,
right?
This one was pretty good. I think it was called Boulevard. It's one of those BLVD. It's one of those Boulevard Home or something like that. Anyway, that's where it was.
And it was walking distance?
Oh, yeah. It was like, don't type in Boulevard Ho and expect to find Boulevard Home.
Let's see. There is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Boulevard. No, Boulevard. Let me see here. Hold on. I just was looking at this.
It was the Hollywood Bowl Museum.
No, come on.
There's all the parking. There are the different lanes. Gosh, it looks like Disneyland.
Yeah, Boulevard, BLVD Hotel and Suites.
Oh, BLV. Okay, yeah, I see it. So it's just, so straight south there.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
BLVD. Yeah, it's across the street from the Best Western.
Yes, they put us up there. My recollection is really close to the bowl, right?
It's 3 stars.
Sure.
Sure. Well, the Best Western is.
Yeah.
Best Western is 2 stars.
But now where's the bowl? The bowl is right there, though, right?
Yeah. The bowl exactly is, in fact, I'll tell you. So we're going to start there.
Okay.
Hold on a second here. I need.
Let's give more travelogues where you're walking down the street here. Mm-hmm.
So directions, choose a starting point. The Boulevard Hotel.
The Boulevard. Oh, laid-back boutique hotel with chick rooms.
11-minute walking.
Yeah, I got you. So, see, that's right there.
It's close, yeah. It's great. It's perfect.
It's not as close as I thought it was. No, I just remember because it's just around the Hollywood Bowl right there, it's just a mess of parking and all that. And so,
yeah, there's nothing
you'd actually
like
be in
right
good,
there.
You'd actually be in a good spot to just go right there.
I think the Boulevard might be the closest hotel.
The Boulevard. Yeah, that and the Best Western Plaza Inn.
Is BLVD short for Mr. Belvedere?
Right down to China, never met a before. Hey, listen, I will tell you, though, if you go to Hollywood and you go, yeah, there's some, I've had some interesting moments. Right
in
there.
Hollywood?
If you want to go to a really, really nice hotel, I'll tell you right now. Well, let me see, which one? Yeah, if you just go right down the road there, you kind of roll past this. I think is it the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel?
I'm following.
Is it the Lowe's Hollywood? Just go down the street there,
right there on the curve.
Yeah, I think that's where.
4-star.
Yeah, I think that's where they did the Pac-12 Media Days. It was right there.
That was pretty nice.
So yeah,
problem is though, that's a 20-minute walk.
Mm. Yeah. No, you don't want to have to walk 9 extra minutes, dude.
Well, but I don't
Is your wife going to go with you to these concerts?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. Good. I'm going by myself to a concert.
I just assumed that I picture your children as infants still. So they're not, but they're not. I get it.
No, my sons are basically grown men. You should see it.
It's weird.
they're approaching 6 feet tall, dude.
Oh!
Yeah, they're tall dudes.
A redheaded six-foot person? Jeez.
They're tall, lanky dudes. They're not there yet, but...
Yeah, my son is... So Cooper just turned 12, and his whole thing is he just is so mad that he's not tall. And I'm like, you're 12. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but one of my friends has a mustache, Dad. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get there. Sure. Don't rush it.
Is it a mustache or is it peach fuzz? Like, let's be honest about it. Anyway.
It's catfish mustache.
All right. You said you had something for me, Miller.
Yeah, I did. I saw this, and I was really amazed by it, and I'm not sure. I wanted to get your opinion as to whether you thought this was a good idea.
Yes.
So Starbucks is launching this experimental Borrow a Cup program. Did you hear about this?
Sounds disgusting. So
I'm amazed that it didn't lead the news on KSL News Radio.
Gross.
I'm amazed. So here's what they're doing. So customers at these stores where they're testing it out, okay, they have an option to receive their drink in a reusable cup. Now, here's the deal. They order their drinks in a reusable cup, and you pay a $1 deposit.
Okay.
When you're done with the drink, you return the cup, and you get a $1 credit.
What's the material this thing is?
It's plastic.
Okay.
Just like a thick plastic. Okay.
If they're going to make it a reusable cup, I really would like something that's heavier duty. Make it like a nice glass.
I can only see photos, and I see that it's clear. So it might be really heavy duty.
Okay.
Like, it might be like...
Got it.
It might be you might be able to make a shiv out of this plastic.
I mean,
I think it's possible. So and so when you return the cup empty and you lick it out, I guess, Then you get a $1 credit as the refund. Plus, you get 10 bonus stars on your Starbucks rewards account. Now, if you take the cup home, they have a service with a company called Ridwell, and they will pick up the reusable cups from your home. Each cup is cleaned and sanitized, put back into the rotation for another customer to use.
Okay. Here's the thing. We already do this. Like, every restaurant you've ever been to has a reusable cup program.
Yeah.
So that's why you shouldn't be, if there's a grossed out situation.
You mean like free refills in your reusable cup? Or what are you talking
about?
Just
like when you show up at the table, there's a cup on there. And have you ever done the move
where
you go?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Have you ever done the move on the table? You go, this one's got a little bit of, I think this one has some guy's mustache speckle is on here. And they'll go, oh, let me get you a new cup. You know, I need to do the whole thing. We've been sharing plates and silverware and cups for a long time. So, one, Starbucks, don't try to take all this credit for being some sort of visionary, first of all. And second of all, don't pretend like you could maybe be grossed out by all this, okay? You're not going to be grossed out. Don't be grossed out because you do this every day that you go to a restaurant, even if you haven't
been for a while. Well, I share cups with my family.
Yeah.
And I've been known to just walk in, and if there's a cup on the counter that looks like doesn't have lip marks on it.
Yeah.
I've been known to just go with it.
I definitely do that. But here's the other thing. I'm also one of those guys that is really looking forward to the day that I don't have to go over to the counter and say, can I have another cup to do a refill in? Like, it's just so.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous because that's the other option is nowadays you go into these places, they give you a totally brand new cup. Why do they give you a new cup? Why can't you just refill your old cup? Will you tell me why that has anything to do with COVID?
No. Hey, listen, you're preaching to the choir, man. There's a lot of things that I don't understand. I just roll with it. You know why? Because I don't want someone to make a viral video of me complaining.
Oh, okay.
That's why I just
but here we are making a podcast about it. I'm just telling you.
I roll with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah, sure. New cup. Great. Fantastic. You want me to wear a mask on my head?
Sure.
Great. Yeah. Stick the straw up my nose.
Goodness.
COVID.
Speaking of straws. So we did the Costco lunch the other day.
Yeah.
My two youngest boys, they like to go. And we still go to Costco. And I'll tell you, too, we live close to one where we moved. We're only 10 minutes away from the one up there. My wife refuses. She hates it. We always go to the Salt Lake City one now, still.
She doesn't like Costco?
No, she hates the Bountiful Costco.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, it's not set up well. Because, you know, we went to the Salt Lake City one for all those years.
Well, Bountiful's not a serious city.
It's not a serious Costco, I'll tell you that. It's all backward, by the way. And the Salt Lake City Costco is the largest Costco in the world. The one that's on 21st South is the largest one in the world. So they actually have like way more stuff, I think better stuff, and it's set up the way we like it, you know? Yeah. So we actually make that extra drive. Anyway, bottom line is you go to the food court, and they have a lot of things that have changed. Like you can't sit and eat there or whatever. And everything just, it's pretty easy about just going up and saying, hey. But they put they give you the cup, right, for the hot dog drink cup.
Yeah.
And so all their straws are paper. And by about I don't know what quality they are, by about the fourth draw off of that drink, it's getting papery, it's getting loose, you know what I mean? Like it's starting to unravel. It's getting, and here's the other thing, you taste that paper.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that I'm like, look, you'll want a reusable cup at Starbucks because that's probably a higher quality thing to get your drink out of.
Whenever we go to Costco, my kids get I bring home Costco hot dogs for dinner.
Yeah.
I don't take my kids with me because they do not enjoy it, and they'll just complain the whole time.
Right.
But I get three Costco hot dogs. But you know what I don't do? I always decline the cups.
You know what I
just
got.
Want the hot dogs. Because I don't want to go and fill up three Sprites, juggle them outside. I don't have enough cup holders. It's just a hassle. So I just
pick
a
drink
of water. My kids still don't know, I don't think, that a soda comes with a hot dog. If they ever knew that, they would really be mad.
No, I know. That's the thing is you go, I'll just get a drink for myself. And all you're doing is drinking their hot dog drink. Right?
That's right.
That's what I do.
It's the old sleight of hand.
So,
the Papakiri sleight of hand.
I got myself a Traeger.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Haven't used it yet.
Tell me about it.
It's a Traeger.
What are the dimensions? Listen, what are the, you know?
I don't know. It's a Timberline 850.
Okay.
So
does it have
doesn't
does
have
it,
the chimney? does not have the chimney. It's the one that's like the heavier duty, like you can cook for. The 850 means 850 square inches of cooking space.
That's yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is a very, so that's a very beefy grill. Does it have the Wi-Fi?
It does. Wi-Fi nice. Is what they call it. It's a little bit higher end, you know,
mm-hmm,
but
sure.
I got it secondhand.
Okay. So see, that's judging, what I need to
are
do.
Are you
I
judging
need to
me for this?
It.
Are you judging me for it?
No, I haven't got a Traeger yet because I don't have, you know, $1,500
exactly
to splash
right.
out.
That's exactly right. I'm like, I could never justify. But now here's the thing. Wait, I got rid of my other grill. It's just a regular grilling grill. And you can do the regular grilling on the Traeger.
Alex, we're living parallel lives here. Yeah. I was actually at the end of last year, I threw out my charcoal grill.
Yeah.
And I want to get a trip, but I got to do it secondhand because these things are a lot of money. I think they're worth it, but you also, it's one thing to be worth it. It's another thing to have the cash and it be worth it. You know
well,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I recognize it's worth it all day. I just don't have that kind of, kind of cash.
Let me know when, you're finally going to do it. And, I don't know. I'm really excited about using it. I'm also a little intimidated. And you know me, I like cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm decent at it. And I can follow recipes. I can do all these things. But so I got it. And then it was like when the weekend had started. I got it, put it on the back porch. And then I was like, okay, I'll see you another time, Traeger Grill. And then I came back and I was like, so for example, today, I have ribs from Costco, right?
Yeah.
But it takes about 6 or 7 hours to get these things figured out. So what am I going to do? These all have to be weekend things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all have to be weekend things. I can't just during the day do it.
Here's how.
Otherwise, I'm putting it on Colin's lap and saying, hey, figure it out, you know, while I'm gone. But, like, it has the Wi-Fi. I can see the temperature that's on the meat probe and the grill's temperature and all those things from my phone. I could go, honey, the internal temperature of that pork is 165. Take it out.
Well, here, let me tell you something, man. So let me tell you who your best – what the best resource is for you on this Traeger thing, what it's going to be. And this is no joke. It's Twitter, man. All these Traeger guys.
I know.
And they're local. And they – no kidding. We're getting into Traeger season. And they are starting to be just nonstop. Look what I did.
Well, Traeger's from here. Traeger's from here too. It's headquartered in Salt Lake. So
yeah, they're local. They're local guys. But I'm telling you,
recipes rolling up. And I just don't think I'll ever commit to like the babysitting the brisket overnight kind of a thing. I don't think I'm ever going to do that.
Well, but the Traeger kind of does it for you, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but you still have to get it out and like do stuff, though. And like,
hold on, I'm going to post to Twitter.
I think you hit it with
that
something.
You have a hey. I'm going to post to Twitter. Hey, Alex Curie got a Traeger.
Yeah, send him your recipes. send him your best recipes because I only want stuff that's tried and true. You know what I mean? I only want stuff that's tried and true. I don't want like, you know. Yeah. So apparently the 3-2-1 rib recipe is like the one that really works. So
I said, hey, Alex Curie got a Traeger grill. Send him your best tips and recipes. He's lost.
Send him your best try tips. Here we go. Millard, you know what that music means.
Oh, yeah, it does. Let me.
Zen headline. I'll let it play. You send off that snarky tweet about me getting a Traeger. And then, we'll figure it out here.
Okay, hold on a second. I got to post this because. Because I can't get to Zen Headlines while I'm composing this. Okay, hold on,
by
hold on.
By second hand, I mean sent. I stole it out of someone's backyard. That's what I'm just trying to clarify. What's
second hand means there was a terrible car crash and it fell out of the truck.
Speaking of Costco, I cut my hand. I sliced my finger open pretty good at Costco.
How?
On one of their.
What were you doing?
Yeah, on one of their carts. So one of their carts. Underneath where the hand is,
yeah,
like some of the plastic had been ripped off somehow.
Oh,
and
it's sharp.
There was like a serrated edge under there, and I straight up, and so I'm bleeding in the Costco. And the lady, I go, hey, do you have a Band-Aid? Like, I cut myself on that cart over there, and she started laughing at me and goes, you're right. And I go, no, I mean really, I did. And she's like, oh my gosh, please don't say anything. And I was like, no, I'm not going to sue. I was like, I'm not going to sue. I just need a Band-Aid. Like,
some tortilla chips.
Right.
And
I'll be taking all this pork that I'm taking home with my new Traeger, too.
And half off that Traeger. But that's all.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I think the pellets are a racket. Anyway, keep going. Glad I got myself into this super expensive grill. My wife goes, oh, so is it kind of like, so how do the pellets work? And I go, we buy them forever. They have us indefinitely.
Yeah. Although any pellets will work. You can buy a Traeger brand, but my understanding, I don't know on a Traeger.
Traeger acts like you put those in there, the whole thing will explode.
Yeah.
You put somebody else's in there,
to use the...
You put somebody else's in there, it will explode. It'll know.
Yeah.
It knows. It reads it and goes, what are you using? And then it just suddenly shuts down and explodes.
All right. You ready for Zen Headline?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Animal control officers were called to a North Carolina Dollar General store. After a stray dog kept coming into the store and beelining for the toy aisle. It was so weird. Every time someone went out the automatic door, the dog would run in and he would run to the toy aisle and grab the same purple stuffed unicorn and then run back out. And after they retrieved this from this dog a half a dozen times, they finally just called animal control and said, we got to get this dog out of here, right? And so... But workers at the store, they decided, you know what? Let's at least help this dog out a little bit. So they bought the dog, the stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Sent it with him or with her. Is it a boy or a girl dog? I actually don't know.
A boy or
anyway,
a girl dog.
They bought the dog. They bought the stuffed animal for mm-hmm. the dog. Sent it with him with their compliments. And there are these great photos of the dog cuddling with the stuffed animal in the kennel. He's like the only dog that I've ever seen that looks happy in one of those Humane Society kennels. But they posted on social media he already has a new home.
I kind of want to, you know what I want to do? I kind of want to go, I think Dollar Store Dog is, that should be their new mascot. Like
yeah.
Dollar General, they need to be, it needs to be called Dollar Store Dog, right? And
yeah.
just has a cute dog as its like mascot. There you go. And we're all dollar store dogs at heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They suspect that maybe it is at a past home. They had a stuffed animal like that. You know, maybe he's close to the kids. You can imagine what might prompt a dog to do this. But there are these phenomenal photos of this dog just cuddling with the unicorn, sleeping on it, you know, with its head on it like a pillow.
Yeah.
All these really great things.
Hey, I want to congratulate you. We went through this whole episode. You didn't drop the entire time.
Oh, I got a good connection today,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's good. We got to do this more during the middle of the week.
Well, don't, you know,
don't jinx
don't
it.
Tempt fate. Yeah, don't
for the
don't
last
jinx
14
it.
Seconds. All right. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. If you want to participate in the program, you can always send us a Zen Headline by hashtagging Zen Headlines anywhere where social media is found. And Ethan will find it, and then I will comment on it. All right. Let's take the long break here. Millard, thanks for hanging out, bro.
Thank you, man.
We'll see you next time. Yeah, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.